That's Arlene. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jotting down store. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, that's all right, Grandpap. We wasn't going to need you this morning, no way. Well, we got that order out to the County Cotton Growers Association last Saturday, and we ain't had another order since then. Well, yes, I guess that is the reason. Yeah, I guess we just got cut of every boll weevil there are in the county. Yeah, I'll let you know if we'll be needing you again, Grandpap. All right. Goodbye.
I told you that's right, Mom. We ain't had no more calls for that boll weevil spray, have we?
No, that proves right there how good it is.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it. There's the wonderfulest junk we ever got a hold of.
Oh, yeah. Must be all right.
When I said to Grandpap we got cut of every weevil in this whole county, I bound you to tell the truth, too.
Yeah, Mom. Dog is wait a minute. That's kind of bad, ain't it?
Bad? What do you mean? We'll prove what a great product we've got and saved everybody's cotton crop around here.
Yeah, we've done that all right.
Well, what's bad about that?
Well, I don't mean at that part I was bad, Mom, but it just looks to me like we just run ourselves right out of business.
Well, I don't see how you... Huh?
Our business is killing boll weevils, ain't it? Ain't none left to kill. Well, we're all done, washed up right now.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, we're out of business.
I never thought about that. Maybe we done too good a job.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. I believe we ought to left some weevil someplace, Lum.
Yeah, looks like now we just have to wait till next year.
Yeah, you can't be sure that the boll weevils will hit again next year, though, Lum. We had some seasons when the cotton farmers around here never had no trouble with them boll weevils at all.
Yeah, that's right. You can't depend on them.
No, you can't. Little varmint. Wish we'd have picked out something else to kill. Something you could put more dependence in.
And you know, I just never thought about this angle of the business before.
I can tell you another thing, too. When the weevils in some of the other counties around here find out what's been going on over here in our county, they'll never show their little old faces around here again, neither.
It just looks like we're going to have to find some other use for that Hempstead farm.
Yeah, we better forget the boll weevil. Them smart little rascals, they won't come here. Of course, now, I'll tell you what we could do now.
Yeah.
I believe I've got a pretty good idea. We might round up a batch of out-of-county weevils that don't know nothing about this and slip them over the line at night so they wouldn't know where they're at. Fool them.
Yeah, yeah. wait a minute, though. No, we couldn't do that.
Why not? It'd be easy. Send Cedric out some night with a flashlight and a tow sack.
Well, in the first place, that'd be a fine profession for some growed men, Shanghai and boll weevils. And in the second place, the whole idea was to get shut of them little pests. Now you want to start them up again.
Lum, I was just thinking about the business. That's all I've done.
Well, if it comes down to that, we've just got to forget about the business.
Well, I thought you said we was going to get rich off of this.
I did think so, but now I see we've got to look on this as a sort of a public service.
Public service?
Yeah. We've helped save a lot of farmers around here from ruination, and that ought to be reward enough for us.
Yeah. Would be nice to get rich along with that, though.
Abner, I'm ashamed of you for talking that way.
Well, Lum, I just...
Besides, we made some money out of this thing. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, we sold 6,000 gallons to the County Cotton Growers Association.
Yeah. Have they paid us yet?
Yeah. Old Thompson bring a check over here late Saturday evening after you went home.
Well, I don't it. I never know that. Let's get to divide it up right now.
Well, you can't divide up a check. You got to turn it into cash first.
Well, let's turn it in. How much was it first?
$12,000.
Well,
$12,000?
Yes, sir. What am I kicking about
That's
here?
That's what I say.
Lordy, I don't care if the boll weevil season is over. We're rich, Mom. Why didn't you tell me about that? Let's see now. Half a $12,000.
Well, Admiral, there's a few little...
No, that's $600 a piece. $6,000. I left one of my O's off there.
Well, Admiral...
Hooray for us. How quick can I get my half out of
Mom? Well, Admiral, it don't come out quite that high.
Then I figure that attitude, too, goes in the crowd. Oh, $8,000.
Oh, you figured it all right. $6,000 was right the way you figured it, but you just forgot about the expenses.
Expenses? What do I care about little old expenses, all the money I've got?
Well, you ain't got it, though. You ain't got it. Let me explain a few things to you.
Bob, I don't want nothing explained. I'm happy just the way it is.
Well, you're going to have to hear it whether you want to or not.
$6,000. Who is it?
First place, that's our gross, not our net.
Call it anything you want to. I don't care. Just so it comes out $6,000.
Well, to begin with, even though we were selling it for $2 a gallon, we was only making 25 cents a gallon on it.
Who put that rule in there?
Well, that's just the way it worked out.
Uh-huh.
That's what the ingredients cost us. You ought to see the bills we got from them drug companies. On them 6,000 gallons, the ingredients alone cost around
$10,000. $10,000? Huh. Oh, the ingredients sure went up, ain't they?
Yeah, you can see that cut down our profits quite a bit.
Oh, that chopped it right down.
And then on top of that, we've got to pay wages to Grandpap and Ben and Cedric.
Oh, Sam Barnum.
They worked a full week for us. Long hours, too.
Yeah. Wish now I'd been one of them. Believe I could have made more money working for me than I am me.
And then the barrels and fruit jars cost us around $50. And then there's that other little item.
What do you mean?
That little deal you figured out.
Oh. Sauerkraut?
Yeah, the sauerkraut.
Yeah.
There's a $900 loss right there.
Loss?
And I ought to hit you right on
top
of the head.
Now, don't look at me like that now. We went over that before, Lon.
That's what we owe Hugo Shoes for all that sauerkraut you bought in order to get that first set up of barrels.
Well, Lon, I don't see how you can figure that's a loss. We still got the sauerkraut, ain't we?
Yeah, and from the looks of it, we're going to have it all the rest of our lives, too.
Well, I don't know. Ben Withers bought a barrel of it to take down to the jailhouse to serve to the prisoner. That just leaves 49 barrels left.
Yeah, but he bring it back because he claimed it weren't up to Hugo's old standard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about 50 barrels left.
Anyway, when you make all them deducts I've been telling you about, our total profit comes out $485.
Huh, a piece?
No, for the both of us.
Oh.
I figured it out this morning.
You sure you never made no mistakes?
I double-checked it and re-double-checked it.
Well, he's awful rich for a few minutes, yeah. Leastways, I got that to look back on my old age. I had her one time, boy.
I'm wondering now when we ought to stay in the boll weevil spray business or get out of it.
Well, as near as I can figure out, we're done out. We don't have to get nothing.
That's right, Ann.
Seems to me like, well, me and you just has the hardest luck of any... Wait a minute, that's some Squire Skimpbomb. Maybe we could sell him the bull weevil spray business.
Sell Squire the business?
Why, sure. He'd always want to buy stuff like that. Don't you recollect how anxious he was to get a hold of that Hempstead farm when we first found it?
That's right, isn't
it? Why, sure.
Of course, I doubt he'd be interested in it now, especially long as the bull weevil season's over.
Well, we don't have to tell him that, do we?
Oh, we'd have to be fair about it.
Why?
I think. But he'd figure that out for himself, anyway.
Well, let's talk to him about it. It won't hurt that guy.
No.
He might buy it. No.
Better let me handle it, though.
Yeah.
This would be a pretty good time to sell all that, I'll say that.
Yes, it'd be time.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, how am old friends today?
Oh, just only tall of it, Squire. How's yourself?
Oh, pretty good, I guess, Lum. Pretty good. A little warm today.
It is hot today.
Yes, it is. I brought this Palm Leaf fan along with me.
I noticed that.
Seems like I can't get a breath of air harder today.
I'm glad you dropped in just now, Squire. There's a little matter I might want to talk over with you.
Yes, well, Norm, I'm in kind of a hurry right now. If you could drop over the office a little later on today, breeze coming through there.
Not too important. Reckon it can wait.
Yes, what was it, Norm? By the way, here's your mail, too. Just over the post office, and Dick Huddleston asked me to bring it over to you.
Oh, much obliged. Here, Abner, you take it.
Yeah. We'll take a letter from Little Pearl on there. We had a hearing from her in a couple of weeks. Elizabeth, word of death.
Didn't really have a whole lot in mind, Squire. I thought if you had a couple of minutes sometime.
Well, I've got a client waiting for me over to the office, but what do you have in mind? Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking that it's getting into the fall. A man usually gets ideas about settling down to make himself some money. And...
Uh-oh, there's another deal from Hugo Shule, Slum. He wants his money for that tire crash.
Abner, will you stop interrupting me?
Slum, if you've got something to say, I wish you'd come to the point. I'm a busy man.
Yeah, well, what I had in mind, Squire, was, well, I know if you're a man that's always looking for good business opportunities, a fellow that likes to branch out, so I thought maybe you might be interested.
Well,
in
for the land, sir.
Now, I told you to heck up.
What do you know about this, Mom? Here's some big chemical company in Little Rock that's interested in buying the formula for a boll weevil spray.
Huh? Wait a minute, let me see that.
Said they heard about it through the Polk County Cotton Growers Association.
Well, let me see the letter.
Yeah. Said they send a fellow out here to see if he ought to be here in a day or two.
Well, Lum, what was you want to talk to me about? I can't stand around here while you read your mail.
Oh, well, it weren't nothing important at all, Squire. Just forget it.
Forget it? Well, that's a fine way to do business. Keep me standing around here for nothing. Made me stand around here and lose some valuable time. Good day, Tom.
So long, Squire.
Did I believe you hurt his feelings, Lum?
What else could I do? There's the narrowest one escape we ever had. If you'd have read that letter just 2 minutes later, he'd have walked out of here with a fortune.
Yes, it looks as though Abner interrupted at just the right time.